And welcome to Neville Nibble number 4. So today I'm smoking a cigar in the cottage with Emmett. This is a new combination of things. And we live in a world where you're taught to scan for same. My guess is, like most people, if you still go to work or if you go to the store or if you go anywhere, you probably take the same route. Walk on the same side of the street, drive the same car to the same places. We develop routines, and there's nothing wrong with routines. But I've never smoked a cigar with you today. And here we are. By the way, I know some people are going to react to this. He smokes cigars? Yeah, I do once in a while. Maybe once a week, maybe once a month. Sometimes I go up to once every couple months, sometimes a couple times a week. I don't get that a little tobacco is what matters most. I do get that... I remember when I was learning about tobacco. Tobacco is one of the 4 sacred plants or groupings of plants in Native American cosmology. Tobacco is associated with the East. It's associated with the visionaries, the artists, the contraries. Tobacco is often called the thank you plant, and it's smoked when in what a lot of people call the peace pipe. And years ago, I was sharing a story that basically went, if you want thankful, smoke peaceful. In other words, I don't care if you smoke tobacco or not, but if you want more peace in your life, enjoy a little bit more thank you. So I'm going to share with you a little bit about new combinations and just exploring some things differently. I suspect we're just going to call this little Neville Nibble I Remember When to the Max. Because we've explored revision to the max, didn't we? Do you remember that? For me, it seems like a long time ago. And it's been a couple days. And here we are right now exploring I Remember When to the Max. I want you to listen again to these recordings a whole bunch. You know, I usually say often or repeatedly. You probably know that. You may have even heard it in my pause. I pause there. Just let you fill in the blank. Because we fill in the blanks all the time. For a while, I gave up drinking coffee, by the way. I remember when I did that, I was rereading a book again. It was called The Da Vinci Method. Okay, very precise title. It's not the other one. It's The Da Vinci Method. And if you look in The Da Vinci Method, you can go to whatisadavinci.com or amiadavinci.com, something like that. I think it's amiadavinci.com. And if you take the test, you may be shocked or not, but I tend to have all kinds of people who test up as Da Vincis show up in my life. And Da Vincis are people who are not constructed for 40-hour work weeks where you basically live at 20% for 40 hours to do the same routine. Da Vincis are people that can put in 120 hours a week for a month, 2 months, 3 months on a project and then just want to stare at the ocean for an indeterminate amount of time. We're really good at nailing stuff. We're really good at 100% on and 100% off. And for Da Vinci's, it's said in the book that caffeine, coffee in particular, I believe, is a no-no because of what it does. So I gave up coffee. At this point in my life, I drank a lot of coffee. I drink bulletproof coffee as Dave Asprey suggests making it. And one of the things that I found, if I stick with a high-quality coffee and I prepare it the way Dave mentions, I don't get the bad things that coffee used to give me. Now we could do some imaginal work around that. That's neither here nor there for this recording. But what I want you to do is, I want you to notice something. I remember when I drank coffee and it bothered me. And I remember this morning drinking coffee and it didn't. A few things have changed since then. How I apply this stuff has evolved. The way I drink coffee is different. I enjoy it. I'll admit it. But there are going to be some people listening to this that are probably shocked that I drink coffee. I really love yerba mate tea, by the way, which has really got some cool benefits. You can read about that in the Da Vinci book as well if you want to pick that up or just do some research. It's yerba mate tea really promotes the brain waves that are useful for Feel It Real. So dive in and have some fun with that if you want to. And I share that because there are different people out there that know different parts of my history. And they may still remember me as the guy who smoked cigars. I used to smoke 2 cigars a day. When I moved to Australia, I quit smoking that many because it's 2 cigars a day. Here's $50. So I wasn't going to spend that much money on cigars. And I frankly didn't have that much money to spend on cigars at the time. Yeah, I was busy dismantling one life and putting together another one. And so I went to Rolly Tobacco, and I was rolling maybe 40 cigarettes a day. And I remember when I did that. By the way, I stopped doing that. And I went from smoking 40 cigarettes a day, sometimes more, to nothing immediately. I had no withdrawal, and I didn't smoke anything for something like 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months. I don't remember. I had no interest in it. But I can tell you this. When I remembered when I smoked and let it be in my past, I didn't say it. Again, there's a whole bunch about the words here. I remember when I smoked. And I just put it in the past. You know, it wasn't the words. It's never the words. So what I want you to notice is we're giving you all kinds of little ways to use I remember when in this recording. I remember when I smoked, right? 40 cigarettes a day. I hand rolled them. Yeah, I'd spend, during my breaks, I'd just roll 5 or 10 at a time. Sometimes I rolled all 40 first and hit the day and started typing and having fun doing my thing. But now I smoke the infrequent cigar. And I remember something. So if you and I met along a trail, you know, let's talk networking for a moment. I was an assistant director in a massive nationwide networking organization in the U.S. for a while. And I had a lot of fun. I did a lot of trainings, taught a lot of people how to network. And networking in our culture pretty much comes along to, hi, my name is Mr. 2020. What I do is I help people discover and live their vision using tools, including NLP, to produce, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, feel free to visit me at xhostage.com, right? That's how most people tend to network. You know, let me give you my card, contact me, I can help you, right? Let's talk about another way of networking. In the old days, you traveled the trails. You might be out hunting, you might be out gathering, you might be out migrating. And you carried a shield, and on the shield there were some symbols written. And the symbols on the shield said something about you. In other words, my shield might have a symbol that indicated that I was born 3 months early, that I was born in the spring, that when I was 23 I got hurt, that I'm married, divorced, remarried. It might have something on there about being a writer. My shield would just have some symbols so that you could see something about me real quick. The next thing that would happen, if we met along the trail and we saw each other's shields, we might basically say, you want to smoke. And smoking the pipe, we'll just call it the sacred pipe today. Smoking the sacred pipe takes some time. You sit down, you burn a little sage, not to ward off evil spirits. That's a New Age teaching from what I can tell. The elders that I know taught me that when you burn sage, sage is a preservative. Sage holds a sacred space. So once you have a sacred space, a sacred state, once you drop into the belly and you have some stillness, feel free to burn a little sage. Okay, the elders say that it holds the space. As far as I'm concerned, sage is the belly. The belly is sage. You know, all these physical things are nothing more than representations of what's in consciousness. You've probably figured out by now I'm not necessarily talking about the physical head, the physical heart, the physical belly, but how they just tend to show up in reality, quote-unquote, in this physicality. So when I talk about sage, when I talk about tobacco, again, the same thing. All of this is just echoes of what's in consciousness. So if we meddle on the trail, and our trail and our shields looked interesting to each other, the shield's made of something like deer rawhide. If you've ever seen deer rawhide, it's not going to protect you from a spear or an arrow or anything. A shield is used to identify who you are, what clan you belong to, what your history has been. And so if you saw my shield and I saw yours and we weren't at war with each other, which is cool, right? We might sit down and what some people would call break bread, what other people might call, you know, sharing the pipe. And would join the pipe, we would pack it with tobacco, the thank you plant, offer it in a couple directions for the symbology there and the activity there. Again, it's all in consciousness. And would sit in silence with each other, sharing the pipe. And maybe after an hour of sitting in silence together, we finish the pipe smoking ceremonial bit and disassemble the pipe, put it back in its pipe holder, and then we can talk. Because we've spent the sacred silent time together. Obviously, you wouldn't be doing this all day, every day. But you might notice at a glance that there's something, look, you ever just see someone and you know what, I want to meet them. And in the old ways, you'd meet them and you'd spend some quiet time together. And then you'd talk. In today's culture, we pretty much start yakking right away. And to me, it's not as elegant. The yakking tends to come from the head, maybe a little bit of the heart, but it's guarded until we know someone better. But dropping down into the belly, experiencing some silence together first, whether it's smoking a pipe for the course of an hour, pretty primitive, and I am not dismissing it when I say that. But here's a little bit more of an advanced understanding. The thank you plant is smoked in the bowl of the pipe. The bowl of the pipe is the feminine part. The feminine part, when we think about women, what do we think about? The baby in the belly. And so when the two meet and there's a baby in the belly formed, we get to find out, do we want to make a baby together? Can we just be together? Because if we can just be together, then we can do together. You get it? This is called intimacy. And I remember learning this from some elders. And I remember exploring it for years in my own personal life, both with the physical pipe and without. Both with physical tobacco and without. And today I'm exploring it with you because... Emmett, what are you doing? Today I'm exploring it with you because I want to give it to you as a memory. And so if you get it... See, I remember when... Revision and congratulatory conversations, they're all much more comprehensive than... There's the basic level that I can teach on a website, that I can share in an article. And if you notice some of the things that we've done today, I've given you some of my memories. And you can remember when you learned this. And you can remember when maybe you argued against little bits of it. Tobacco's bad, we all know that. Coffee's bad, we all know that. Well, maybe the way you consume tobacco might have something to do with it. a lot of people I know that consume tobacco will sit around and they'll, first of all, they'll feel bad that they're smoking because they all know smoking is bad for you. And second, they'll feel bad because, well, they're exposing other people to their smoke. And then while they're smoking and they're feeling bad, they'll grumble. So they sit around, they grumble, and they feel bad, and they complain about their coworkers. And what if that was the stress of all that, the isolation of all that, was what was causing cancer for them? See, I remember when I thought in very direct cause and effect terms, tobacco causes cancer. Coffee causes beta brainwave spikes. And then I learned to put some of this stuff in some new contexts. Maybe the way I consume coffee and the attitude I have about it makes a difference. Maybe it's the same thing about the occasional cigar. What I encourage you to do is to remember whenever you had a very particular way of approaching life. And I want you to remember when that changed so you could have more ways of exploring it. Because we all have this opportunity to defend the castle. And we all have, well, really it's a temptation to sit there and defend the castle. You can be tempted to do that forever. I will defend my castle against everyone else in the kingdom. Or you can be the king that travels the kingdom, who discovers what all is there, what all is available. That's what I'm going to encourage you to do. You'll notice this recording was all about that. Traveling the kingdom. We spend so much time attacking and defending in this culture. Again, the head. Yes, no, good, bad, right, wrong. And the heart, what we feel strongly about, that we never adventure into the belly, into the silent presence, the silent beingness, to the vastness of the kingdom that we are. And that's what I invite you to today. Our next nibble will be shortly. Stay tuned. See ya. And thank you for being in manifestingtothemax.com. Gosh, this is fun.